In today's shiur, we are going to be discussing the timing of when Milchemes Gog Magog is going to happen. We know there are different stages in the coming of Mashiach. So exactly at what stage is there going to be Milchemes Gog Magog? I know that many people listening to the shiur are still wondering the details of the actual war, and that Emir Tashem will be beginning to discuss in tomorrow's shiur, in the next shiur. But today we're going to be discussing the timing of when it's going to happen, because we seem to find conflicting reports in Chazal. We're going to start with a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. It's a famous Gemara, where the Gemara there is discussing the importance of Shalosh Sudos, that on Shabbos to eat three sudos, the power, and we know that Chazal say, Yichelki, my chelik should be from Oichle Gimel Sudos b'Shabbos, from those that eat three sudos on Shabbos. And Reb Shimon ben Pazi says in the name of the famous Yeshua ben Levi, Yeshua ben Levi, we know, went on many journeys with Eliyahu HaNavi, was a big tzaddik, he went into Gan Eden alive. The Gemara says in his name, Kol HaMekayim Shol Yisudis B'Shabbos, anyone who fulfills the chiyuv of eating three sudas on Shabbos, Nitzel Misholesh Puronius, is going to be saved from three dangerous punishments, three severe punishments. What are the three severe punishments? Punishment number one is Chevlei Shel Moshiach, the birth pangs of Moshiach. Punishment number two is Medina Shel Gehenim, it's going to be saved from Gehenim and the din of Gehenim. And the third thing that he's going to be saved from is Milchemes Gog Magog. And the Gemara there brings proofs to each of these things. Basically, by each one of these three big events, the word Yoim is used. And we know that regarding the eating the three sudais, we learn it out that three times it says Yoim and Shabbos. And therefore, being that it says Yoim, and that the other places also say Yoim, so therefore we know that we get saved from these Puronius. Now, if you look in the order, what Chazal bring down, first it brings Chevlei Shel Moshiach, and then it says Milchemes Gog Magog. So many of the Achroinim want to learn out from here, many of the Rishonim, that Milchemes Gog Magog comes after Chevlei Shel Moshiach. The first is going to be Chevlei Shel Moshiach, you know, Moshiach. And only afterwards is there going to be the war of Gog Magog. And similarly, we find in Vayikra Rabba, Medrash, where the Medrash is on Tilim, because in Kapitel Chav Zayin, in Tilim, I'm sorry, Kapitel Chavav, the Pasuk says, Lashmia Bekel Toido Lasaper Kol Nifloi Secha, that we have to basically, we give thanks and we say over the story, the praises of the miracles that the Eibishter does and did for Yidden. So, Reb Abin says that which special praise should we say? Ze Halel, there's something very special about Halel. There are parts of Halel which talk about the past, Yetzias Mitzrayim. There are parts of Halel which speak about the present. There's parts of Halel which are associated with Yemois HaMashiach. Then there's also parts of Halel that speak about Goig U'Magoig. There's also parts of Halel that speak even past. Where do we see this? B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim is referring to Yemois HaMashiach. Kogoyim Svavuni, which we'll get to, which is the Rebbe's capital of this year, Kuf Yud Ches, is referring to Goy Gumogay, when all the Goyim are coming surrounding to destroy Klal Yisrael. And Keli Ata V'Oideka, when the famous Nigan, Keli Ata V'Oideka, that's La'asad Lavei, that's the ultimate Giloy of La'asad Lavei. So once again, we see that the Medrash divides into three parts. Yemais HaMashiach, Melchemes Goyg Umogag, and La'asad Lavei. Seemingly, Goyg Umogag is coming after Yemais HaMashiach. So it must be that Yemais HaMashiach is first, and then is Melchemes Goyg Umogag. On the other hand, we have a Yalkut Shemoini, Santilim, Remez Tovshin Nuntes. This is on Kapitel Nun, Mizmar La'asaf. And over there, he says that the Eibishter basically appears four times the history for Klal Yisroel. Arbahay Fois Hain. There are four times where the Eibishter appears. Kel Nekome Seifia. Achaz B'Mitzrayim, when Yidin left Mitzrayim. The second time is by Matan Torah, like it says, Eifia Mehar Poron. The third time is going to be by Melchemes Goyg Umogag, like we say, Kel Nekomis Hashem, Kel Nekomis Eifia. And the fourth time is going to be in Yemais HaMashiach, like it says, a different pasuk, Mitzin Yoyfelikim Eifia. So therefore, we see in the Medrash, in Yalkut Shemoini, that Yemais HaMashiach is after Melchemes Goyg Umogag. So we have different reports. What do we know? Is it before, like it seems from the Gemara? Is it after, like it seems from the Medrash? What are we supposed to do? So the truth is, the Rambam himself shtels it on this inyan. The famous Rambam in Hilchos Melochim, Perek Yudbeis, the last Perek of the entire Mishneh Torah la Rambam, which we know the last two Prokim in the Rambam deal with the Inyanim of Mashiach, in Hilchos Melochim. The Rambam says as follows, Amru Chachomim, Chachomim say, and those that remember, this is Shmuel speaking. Ein ben olam hazi l'mois ha-Mashiach el ha-Shibud Malchiz Bulvad. The main difference between olam hazi and yomois ha-Mashiach is that we're going to be under the rulership of Malchus Beis David. That's the main inyan. And then the Rambam says, Yeirom ipshutim shal divrei ha-Neviim. If you open up the Neviim, it's pretty evident. If you look at the simple taich, Shebetchilas Yemois HaMashiach Tiyo Melchemes Goyg Umogag. In the beginning of Yemois HaMashiach, that is when Melchemes Goyg Umogag is going to take place. And he says, and Api Pshat, Koydem Melchemes Goyg Umogag, right before Melchemes Goyg Umogag, Yam Einovi Liyashir Liyisroel Lahochin Libam, a Novi is going to get up to direct the Yidden, to straighten them out, to prepare their hearts, to open their hearts to the Eibishter. Like it says in the Pasuk in Malachi, Hine anoichi shelech lechemes Eliyahu. And Rambam clarifies, Eliyahu Novi is coming, Eine bo loy letame ator, letar atome. He's not coming to tell people which are tor, that they're tome, and tome that they're tor. What if certain families, they were not kosher, but they fell into Klal Yisrael? He's not going to remove them from their cheskas kashrus. And his main job is not going to be to kasher those that were kicked out, the huchsuk psulin. So what's his main inyan? It's going to be lasum sholim ba'olam. Like it says, v'heishiv levaveis albonim. Then the Rambam brings down another opinion, that this whole process of Eliyahu, Nechemes, all these in Yonim, is going to be Koidem B'yetz Mashiach. Not in the beginning of Yomayis HaMashiach, after the Mashiach, but it's going to be before. We have two opinions. It's going to be B'tchilas Yomayis HaMashiach, or it's going to be Koidem Yomayis HaMashiach. And the Rambam says something which is very interesting, very important to keep in mind. When you get caught up in these technicalities, says the Rambam, Chol Eila Dvorim Mikayetz Ben, many of these things, and similar in Yonim, Le Yeda Odom Eich Yiyu Ad Shiyu. We're not going to know until it happens. There's no clarity exactly when and how. Shadvarim stumim hein eitzel neviim. Even amongst the neviim, it's hidden. It's not spoken of clearly. Gam hachachamim ein lehem kabbalah b'dvarim eile. Even the chachamim themselves, there's no direct kabbalah. What's pshat? So there's discussions amongst themselves. Elofi achrei apsukim. Everyone's trying to learn out the psukim different ways. Therefore, it comes out that there's a lot of machlokes about the details. The details of these inyanim are not the basics of Yiddishkeit. Don't get too caught up in all the pratim of trying to figure out and deciding how it has to be. Because that's not going to work. These things, when you decide for yourself how things are going to be, it doesn't help anybody. And Rambam compares it to the next thing of making kitzin. Certain people, they learn psukim, and they say, oh, on this day and this year, Mashiach has to come. Chazal say, tipach ruchan shel mechashvi kitzin. People that do that, it's a terrible thing. Why? Because they decide, and if it doesn't come exactly that day, they lose their emunah. Or people that hear what they said lose their emunah. So if you're going to start coming to conclusions by yourself without a kabbalah of the chachamim, says the Rambam, this type of research and this type of limud doesn't lead loyle de'ava v'loyle de'yira aliyachake v'yamin b'chlal adover. You got to know, await, and believe in the inyan. You have to know the general inyan. You know about what we're talking about. You know there's going to be Mechemes Goy Gumogoy. You know there's going to be Eliyahu HaNavi. Exactly the Prat and the Zman, who, what, and when, don't worry about. You have to believe, you have to know it and believe it. And Amir Tz Hashem, it'll actually come and we'll see it. Le'ini Bosar.